Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is!
She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy.
Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hart. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Not On Purpose Radio. I am the hostess with the mostest, because I'm baddest. Okay, yeah, I lost it. I'm LaCrutch Hart. I'm LaCrutch Hart, and I'm here for another awesome episode of Not On Purpose. And I have my awesome dandy co-host, Miss Sharpe. Are you there with me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect.
What you up to, Miss Sharpe? We missed you last week.
Last week I fell asleep. I'm so sorry.
I was like, I'm telling them, did they hear that? I'm asking the people, did they hear you fell asleep on us last night? Last week?
I did. I was tired, but I am just off the house relaxing now. Just got home a little while ago from work.
Oh, you still got to do that? Oh, man. Lucky you. Lucky you.
Girl.
So I am myself. Well, everybody's on quarantine. And I was sick for the first half of the quarantine. You know, I just recently starting to feel better. So we did a show yesterday, last week, about my sickness. So I'm not even going to get back into all that. we talked about being quarantined and everything. And okay, so now we're in a new week, and it's starting to feel better a bit. You know, as far as being locked down for me, starting to feel a little bit better because I'm not sick. I'm able to move around a little bit, so I've been moving from my computer to my bed. Those are my two options: my computer, the desktop, sitting at the office desk doing something, blah 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 blah, and then I go back to bed. Like I've been actually able to stay up all day. So like right now I got sleepy, but
Yay.
I've actually been able to stay up, you know, a certain amount of time. Instead of fall asleep every 5 minutes. So I guess maybe all that laying down is finally, you know, starting to die down, so to speak. And so I was able to stay up. I woke up around 8 o'clock this morning, and I probably took like a little 5 minute nap because you get bored, like literally get bored. But I've been YouTubing it. I've been refreshing all my websites. I've been finding shit to do. You know, it's the internet. It's the World Wide Web. You got to find something to do, whether it be a new hobby, whether it be talking to somebody, whether, you know, everybody's trying to get me to do the Zoom thing. Like, literally, I have a cousin in Egypt, and he called me like, oh, I should start a family Zoom. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I should start a family reunion on Zoom.
I
was like, that sounds good, but
it's a lot of fun. You get to see everyone and still talk, and you know, people are doing virtual happy hours on them.
I haven't drank in a while. You know, I was sick. I was laid up. I haven't drank in a while, but
yeah.
I like watching other people. I don't want to stay a hold of them. I like watching other people on Zoom. I'm like, but this has given me the perfect time to reflect as well. As we're doing our research, as we're, you know, putting different topics to talk about and to engage with other people out there, this has given me a lot of time to reflect and possibly make some changes. So one of the things that I've started doing as of yesterday was the fasting. It's called the 16-8 diet. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, the intermittent fasting.
Right. Intermittent fasting. You starve yourself for 16 hours. And you eat at an 8-hour window. That's when you eat within this 8-hour window. And I'm like, technically, that's everybody's schedule, technically. You know, like, that was supposed to be the norm. Like, after a certain time, they tell you to stop eating. You know, like, after 9 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night, they want you to, you know, literally stop eating if your schedule is fit for that. So I'm on a, I'm not built for this life, though.
So how was it? You did it yesterday?
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I started it, and I realized that I've been doing it, and now that I'm conscious about it, it makes it harder. I started it, I think I did, yesterday was Monday, right? So my schedule was going to be 1 to 7, but technically I went at 3 p.m. That was my first meal yesterday. For yesterday was 3 p.m., but only because I ate at 4 a.m. on Monday morning. I ate at 4 a.m. I couldn't help it. My stomach was hurting. Oh, my God, the burger face. This water wasn't doing nothing, making me mad. So I broke down and ate something. So I tried to push it a little bit to 3. But then I stopped eating around 11:30. Last night.
Okay.
I was like, my last meal was 11:30, and I didn't eat nothing until after 1 p.m. today. So I had my first meal. I actually cooked today.
Yay!
But I'm not trying to do as much food because you get the tendency to binge after not eating for a while. You got hunger pains, and you're like, oh, my God, I ain't eat nothing. I got to. So I'm trying to be real cautious with it. Because what I'm trying to do is trying to implement more green leaves and salads into my diet. So I'll have breakfast at 1 p.m., like lunch slash brunch, that's what you call it, right? I'll have brunch, and then in between that, I'll have like a big old salad because the water just makes me full. And then I actually cook. I didn't have a salad today, but I cooked tonight. I made barbecue legs, some pasta, some cheesy pasta, and some string beans.
Yes!
So,
you better do it,
I was able to do that. So now we got to see. That was 2 hours ago. I don't know, guys.
So
listen, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have about 5 59 fluid ounces, which is 1.84 quarts, the pure leaf brew tea. I've had about 5 of those, and all I do is fill them up with water. I haven't made any Kool-Aid. I'm drinking tea as well. I've added tea to my diet. So they say drink hot tea. I don't put sugar in it. I put honey in it. I'm thinking a lot of salads. I'm trying not to put all the extra meat in it. Oh, you know what I had for breakfast, for lunch? I had a bologna and cheese sandwich.
Really?
It's been years since I had a bologna and cheese sandwich.
Girl, I've been like, I want one of those with fried bologna. Love some fried bologna.
So I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do the salad thing, but it's hard out here because, you know, with the virus and everything, I'm scared to buy shit. I am straight up petrified to buy stuff. If it's not wrapped tightly and sealed off and there's still air in the bag, like, there's got to be air in the bag because they're doing the most stupidest, wackiest stuff out here. Mm-mm. I don't want to buy no fruit I can't peel. I can't peel. They scaring me out here. They are definitely scaring me out here because they're doing the most with the food. But I'm just trying to be a little bit more conscious. Like I said, I did a little reflecting. I did break down. I did have IC today. So, hey, but other than that, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm down to 2 hours, so I got 14 more to go. But here's the deal.
Water, they say it'll fill you up.
Listen, water is making me throw up. Like, water's not filling me up. It's just making me throw up. Like, I'm just so sick of water. I'm so sick of it.
Well,
but here's another thing. I'm tired of water. I really am. I need some crystal light in my life or something. I need to get some lemon, something. Make some lemon water or something. Somebody told me to do that. Boil some water and put some lemon in it. And freeze it. Mm-hmm. I was
Daddy
looking up how to make homemade Italian iced tea. I was looking up how to make homemade Italian iced tea if I had my blender.
Hey.
So it's just that
it sounds good. When you find a recipe, send it to me too, okay?
I did find a recipe, actually. I just got to get, like I said, I'm scared to buy fruit. I'm buying frozen fruit. I don't even want to buy regular fruit. I want to buy the frozen fruit because it comes in a bag. You know? I don't want to buy regular fruit because these people are doing the most. They licking stuff. They spitting on stuff. They doing too much. Like, nasty stuff, too. Like, we're trying to get rid of this virus and people just trying to kill us off bit by bit. Anyway.
Yes.
I love it. And I got me some pistachios. And I went to the... I love pistachios. I don't know why I'm addicted to those. Like, I eat them until my mouth get raw. Like, that's how serious it is. And I got these, what you call these? Veggie straws. Instead of getting the regular potato chips, I got some veggie straws. So,
how do you like them?
I've been, I don't, but I just figured it'd be a little bit more healthier than, you know, like, the sugar was a little bit down. Yeah, it don't have no sugar in it. It only had 18 grams of total carbohydrates in it. So, and I haven't been eating like a whole lot. I was eating literally like a handful of it. So I still got like the big bag. So that's my snacks. My snacks consist of homemade ice cubes, Kool-Aid ice cubes, the veggie straws, pistachios. Yes, I make Kool-Aid and I put it in an ice tray. And I'm I'm trying here. I'm trying to cut back. I really am. I'm trying.
Best ices around.
The Kool-Aid ice.
I want to get the
icy mold.
Yeah.
To get the icy mold and really get it popping. So what about you?
Yeah.
What's going on with you? We didn't get a chance to get your update last week. So what's your update? You're not even quarantined. You're actually an essential worker.
I am. So I am still working both jobs. I am out every day still. I wish people would stay their tails at the house if they could, but people just want to do what they want to do. But I'm still going. Trying to keep everything going, trying to make sure my staff are okay. I'm more concerned about my staff than me. We have staff that are making masks. They're making homemade masks for us. We have a hand sanitizer production that we're doing to make sure that we can really get supplies out to our staff.
Okay.
I'm just still going.
And for people that don't know, where do you work or what kind of work do you do?
I work in the mental health and intellectual development to disability field. So I supervise 3 employment programs, 2 mental health substance abuse, and 1 for intellectual developmental disabilities. We help people with disabilities get jobs. My other job, part-time, I work in a group home with the same population. So making sure people keep going and keep hope alive.
Listen, that's an awesome thing. If I had claps, I would give you the claps because that is one field very silent. That's one field that's been very silent, the mental health field and the homeless field out here. You don't hear about what they're doing to help them during this time. So applause and
well, thank
to you.
You.
Did y'all hear that? Look, did y'all hear that?
I did. You did that. You did that.
But you out here, but be safe. Be safe, Mama. Be safe. You
I
haven't
still,
had any symptoms, no sickness, right?
I have not. So everything I am dealing with, because I do have asthma, so technically I really should be in the house all the time. But
mm-hmm,
everything
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with is just allergy and asthma related, so no other signs
okay.
or symptoms. God.
Awesome.
I done posted signs all through my office, honey. I done posted things that the staff know how to wash their hands the right way. Right now, there's a sign on the front door that says, wash your hands thoroughly when you enter the building. So, and we're going through cleaning the office once to twice a day. And then our staff, when they come in, I have my staff clean wherever they're working at when they first get there and then when they leave, so we can just keep as much stuff down as possible.
Right. This thing is so scary. It's airborne. It's everything.
Yeah.
So like that was the conversation last week. It was just like, what the fuck are we gonna do? You know, and I'm like, I don't see no future. Like, I don't want to go back outside on purpose. I'm like, no. When they open up back up, when they open up outside, I don't know if y'all gonna really see me. I don't know.
I'm ready
for really
things to
me.
Open up, but
I'm not. These people are nasty. They're scary. Nope. I don't want to be around them. I'll be honest. I don't.
Trust me. Then I was in a Dollar Tree Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this lady in the Dollar Tree who would take like 5 steps and then she just kept coughing. She won't cover her mouth, coughing her arm, none of it. And I just kept looking at her like, lady, I swear to God, I want to hurt you. I ran through that store so fast to get up out of it. So I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
Oh, so much. Okay, so let me get to the topic at hand because I've been reflecting, you know, we've been separated from people and I've realized that as a single woman, getting up in age and times like this, where you want somebody to just call or check up on you, I started thinking about my love life or lack of the love life. And
okay.
So that's what came, like, what love got to do with it? Because I'm like, honestly, yo, fuck y'all. Like, I'm just like, it's a bittersweet relationship with me and men. There's no denying that. But I was just like, yo, is there such thing as love? I don't know. I'm up in arms about it. Like, you know, people, even from, and I'm not even just talking about love relationships, but just in general, is there a such thing as love in general? Like, now I'm questioning love, period. Because the same people that say I love you are the same people that do you the dirtiest. So is it just something we say, or is it an actual thing called love, or just something that sounds nice, like good morning? Good
gosh,
morning.
I think it could be all three, but I think when you're truly in that moment of love and that feeling of love, you completely
mm-hmm.
know what it is, but love is something that is very fluid and it keeps changing based off of what happens between two people. You know, one second you can love someone and then 2 days later you can hate them. And it's weird that, like, the emotions can go so fast. But I think love is a very real thing. I'm a hopeless romantic. I know a lot of people probably don't think but I am truly a hopeless romantic. So I love the pure thought of love. Because, I mean, love, when it's a pure love, it's something that's so beautiful and so, it has so much life and so much movement to it. wanted something beautiful and wanted something pure. But there are times that, and unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people that have traumatic experiences with love and they don't cope with it or really address the trauma of it. So then they have a skewed version of what love is.
That's me. I have a very, very discombobulated version of what love is. I don't believe love exists. Infatuation, I believe, exists. Infatuated somebody, you admire somebody, the admiration of it. I get that. I can get the infatuation of it. But I really do think that the word love, I think that is just bull crappy. I love you. Fuck you. You don't love me. You just love my doggy style. I swear I think that. I know I'm not supposed to. But I'm like, fuck you. You don't love me. You just love my doggy style. Like, really? Mm-mm. But, and now I'm starting to think, what's the pros and cons of wanting to be in a relationship?
Ooh, that's a load.
That is the pro. That was the last question I posted on my page, and only one person answered thus far. Yeah, only one person answered thus far, and that's my friend Sheba. She's the author of erotic stories. I think she's in Indiana, Detroit, one of them. Sorry, girl. Yeah, she's in Indiana. She said the pro, the company, feeling complete, and the con, the company wanted to be left alone. Which is, I agree like that. The feeling of complete. I feel like it's not even about love. It's just about our natural wanting to or having to meet. I do feel like there's somebody out there that will complete me, but I don't think I'll be in love with them. So I don't think I'll be in love with them. I'm just saying, I don't think there's such a thing. Very, very discombobulating.
With the statement you just made about you don't know if you'll be in love with them, for me, I don't feel like I will actually be in love with the person that becomes my forever person or my forever people. I don't think in love is something that I will have. I will love them and I will cherish them, but ultimately, you know, I look at marriage and lifetime relationships as business arrangements.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
truthfully, we're in a business arrangement. We are here.
That's what it is.
For furthering ourselves in this business together.
Business
I don't have
life,
to be in love with you to keep the business go. I don't have to be in love with you to keep the mission of the business in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually probably best that I'm not in love with you. Because if I am in love with you, what happens when I'm no longer in love with you?
Or what happens when you do something to betray that love?
Yeah. Even if it's unintentional.
All hell break loose.
And I think that's what happens with a lot of people. You know, they're so in love, and they think that they're going to stay in that in love space forever. But there's
forever,
so much that can happen in the world. Forever, ever. There's so many different things that can happen in the world. I mean, when I sit back and I think about, you know, being with a forever person, it's like, what happens if that person's paying all the bills? Because, you know, I want to be a kept woman. So what happens if they're paying all the bills and then they have an accident at work and they can't do it no more? I got to set my ass up and make some shit work. If I'm just in love with the person and not focused on the mission, I might be like, yo, you can't pay my bills. I'm done. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But that's something that I have seen that happen before. So, but to answer your question, though, about the pros and cons of a relationship, I think the pros are companionship, just having someone in your corner.
A pro is... The partnership.
Yeah, the partnership.
I think that's the partnership. Like, we're literally in a business partnership. See, what happens is we're blurred lines. We're blurred lines because I think that the whole concept of the man is the provider, the woman is the nurturer, that whole concept has been beaten into us since the day one. As a woman, it's been beaten into us. Like, you know, you're trained, you got to learn how to cook, you know how to learn how to do this, you got to learn how to do this, you got to learn how to do that, because you're supposed to get a man. Not because this is what you need to learn to survive. No, that wasn't what they told us. No, they said that you need to know these things because that's what you're supposed to do for your man, your husband. Listen, now that I'm an adult and half of the stuff that I've been through, y'all can take that and put it out the window. You know, and I get a lot of crap because I don't mind taking a man out on a date. I don't mind paying for the dinner. I don't mind going to the movie and paying for the movie. I don't mind doing that because if I got it, then you got it, and vice versa. You know, but society, you know, they like, no, that's not how it's supposed to go. You're a dummy. You're a fool. You're this, you're that. And I shouldn't have to conform to what society thinks. The same thing with marriage. Marriage literally is a piece of fucking paper. Like you said, it's a contract. It's a business contract. Like, literally, it's a piece of paper. That's what marriage is, right? So now, besides us having this business contract, we have this other aspect, which is the relationship side of it. You know, how we interact as a couple. And you got people out there that's doing everything up under the sun that's married, but they don't have the contract, so they're not looked at as being married.
Yep.
You know, society looks down on them. People are turning their nose up at them, but they're the happiest they've ever been with each other. Like, look at Oprah and Stedman. They're not married. They're shacked up. Technically, they're shacked up, right? She's not married,
yep.
But they're shacked up. But they're the happiest they've ever been. You know what I mean? She good, he good. Nobody's complaining. They're living their best life. She's making her billions. He's making his little allowance. You know, so, but they're the happiest they've ever been. They're the happiest they've ever been, but there's no contract. As far as we know, let's put it like that. I'm going to say this. As far as we know, there's no contract between them because they can have a domestic partnership. They don't have to necessarily be married. You know, they can be common law. Like, you know what I mean? So the only reason why I would get a legal contract of marriage is because my significant other is sick or something like that, like life insurance. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only reason why you would really need that piece of paper. Other than that, we can live our best life. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But not even necessarily for life insurance, because you can put anyone you want to down as a beneficiary. You don't have to be related to them.
I'm not saying life insurance. I'm just saying
other stuff like that.
Period. Right, because if something happened to you, and even if you give them the power of attorney and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's other options. You don't have to be married. And then I think it's a big lie if I go in front of God and I be like, oh, yes, I want to marry this man for the rest of my life. Because, first of all, I don't know when the last time I've been to a church. So now I'm lying to God. Like, God, me and you got our own relationship. Like, me and him, no, I don't even want a priest to do nothing. I don't know when the last time I've been to church. Hell nah. Mm-mm. I'm going to get struck down at my wedding.
Lord, Jesus, not at the wedding.
I'm gonna get struck down at my wedding. But no, I don't want that commitment though. I don't even know what I'm gonna have for breakfast in the morning, let alone know that I'm gonna wanna be with this man for the rest of my life. Those vows that they have suck monkey balls. They suck monkey balls. I mean, at this time in the moment, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Everything that on the song plays and describe our relationship, all that sounds good, but no, I don't want to be bothered. Is that bad?
No, bad. I mean, I think it's different for every single person, and you can't conform to what other people want just for other people to sit here and act like they happy for you. You got to do what you want, what makes you happy.
Oh, girl, I'm about to be 40 years old, and they're giving me the blues You ain't in no relationship. You ain't this. You ain't that. You do this on the internet. You do that on it. That's the funny thing, though. A lot of guys don't want to talk to me because of the crush hearts on social media. I was like,
really?
Wow. Yeah. That's the crazy thing. Like, a lot of guys, they'll tell me they love you, everything, girl. I had heard everything, but they can't take me seriously because I'm the crush hearts on social media. I was like, well, shit, so be it. I accepted that a long time ago. Like, I laid my bed. I've known what I've done. I've known what I posted. I know what I put out there. But guys have a big issue with women that are promiscuous virtually. Virtually promiscuous. Is that, is that even how that works? They have an issue with that. I was like, oh, well, more power to you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It is. I find that very weird, too. So those that are listening, shout out to the WhatsApp group, the tribe. They're tuned in right now. Shout out to my friend Diva. Hey, Diva. And Ken 40. 515-602-9725. What's love got to do with it? That's what we're talking about tonight. And the question out there, is there a thing as love? Call in now, 515-602-9725, and let us know what you think. Because me and Shantae, we're going to keep going with the conversation. So let me hit you with a sidebar. I'm going to hit you with a sidebar.
Okay.
Should we play music on this show?
We might need to try it out one day.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the format of the show. Because I normally do a show. I forgot what I named it, but yeah, I do one. I really do. I just forgot what I named it just now. I got a brain freeze. That's what they call that, right? A brain freeze.
Yeah.
Okay. So I normally call it the Ramblings of Miss Hearts, right? That's when I get on here and I'll do like a little half a minute, a half an hour, hour show, just rambling because, you know, I know how to talk when I get in my mood. I be talking to myself. So I just do a quick, you know, show the Ramblers of Miss Hearts. I haven't done a new one yet, but I'm going to do one. When I think of a topic and it touches my soul and there's nobody else to talk to, I get on here and I just start rambling. I just start talking about shit.
Get it out.
But yeah, that's what it is. Sometimes you're in your mind, you got an opinion about something, you've seen a story on the internet, you've seen somebody say something to you, and like, you just need to vent. That's what it is. I be venting. And sometimes you don't want to vent on social media. Sometimes you just need to speak it out. Just say it with your words. But anyway.
Yep.
that's where we're going at right now. So that might be a new format we might implement, and I might do my little shows on there. Is there a thing as love? I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I care for you. Right? I'm kind to you. Like I said, infatuation. Is all that love, technically? Am I thinking love is supposed to be something else? Or is it these feelings?
I think it could be all of those feelings, or those each could be individualized, too. Because, you could have admiration for someone but not love them. Or you could cherish someone. Well, could you cherish someone and technically not love them? That's a good question.
I feel like there's more to it than that. But I just don't feel, love, a range of strong and positive emotional and mental states. from the most virtue or good habits, the deepest interpersonal affection, and the simplest pleasures. That's what Wikipedia is telling me.
Okay.
Love can be, it says love is considered to be a positive and negative, with its virtues representing human kindness, compassion. Okay. And its vices representing human moral flaws, vanity, selfishness, egotism, as its potential leads people into a type of mania, obsessiveness, or codependency. That is actually, I understand that.
Yeah.
I actually understand that right there. All right, Wikipedia. Who wrote that? Okay. I don't know what else.
Shout out to whoever wrote that.
Right. Shout out to her. That's lit right there. Actually, I actually understood that. Yeah. So I guess that's what love is. Love is just an umbrella, right? It's just an umbrella, and everything up under that umbrella is what love is. So I guess love probably doing this thing. Whatever. I don't love you. We don't love these hoes.
You love them hoes.
When I got you, I guess I gotta be fond of you. That's what it is. I'm looking at it as something separate. I'm thinking love is just its own entity, and from reading that, I'm thinking love is not its own entity. So it's probably I have to do some more reflecting. But I'm gonna say probably I'm on a fence now, and now I gotta do some more reflecting, because I'm like, I've never been in love. But if love is just me being infatuated, feeling warm for this person, caring about this person, being kind to this person, then I love everybody. No, I'm just playing. Then I just love everybody.
I mean, you
thank
could.
You so much. No, I don't want to love everybody. Everybody don't deserve that.
I mean, I love a lot of people, but I'm not in love with all of them people.
Right.
Because, I mean, so, like, I love some of my coworkers, but I ain't in love with them. I love them on purpose, yeah. You know, some of them are awesome.
Okay. This looks like, okay, so I just Googled it, and it says, what does it mean to be, quote unquote, in love? And
okay.
I got, being in love means desiring the happiness of your partner, admiring them for the individual they are, and feeling motivated to be a better person. When you are in love, your relationship goes beyond a simple physical attraction. It experiences happiness at the idea of two individuals and independent people choosing to share time together. If you are in love, you are driven to be compassionate, generous, and caring to your special someone. Hello.
Yes.
I got that. That sounds about right. It might be hope after all for me. But I ain't in love with you to commit my life to you. I can't do. I can't do that. So being in love and loving someone, I don't know. Is it real love or I'm in love? I'm in love. I like to be known because I like to spend time with everybody I've come in physical contact with. I want to spend more time with them. But there are some that are better than others. Like, I got this one guy. I like spending time with him, but he's too quiet. Like, he literally just sit there. Like, my nigga, I need you to talk, jump, do something. You know. I can't hear you, ma.
Oh, I said, how is he quiet around you? Like, I don't think people can be quiet around
you. Exactly. like, you know, I'm a fireball. Like, what? We need to do something. I be wanting to do stuff. I be, come here. Let's talk. Let's do this. Let's. I be wanting to jump around for no reason. Oh, I be having energy. But I'll be having energy to do the good stuff. I don't have energy to do normal people stuff. I'll be having energy to do other stuff. I don't have energy to wash dishes, but I have energy to jump around the house. Like, that's what I'm. I don't know who brought that up. I don't like washing dishes. I tell you, it takes me all day to wash dishes. And it's just me. That's the crazy thing. Like, I have a sink full of dishes, and it just be me. And it literally takes me, like, I have to go in there, I organize them, then I walk back out. Then a couple hours later, I go back in there. I just wash the bowls, and then I come back out. And then I go back in there, and I wash the cups.
Huh? Lord Jesus. I said, I'm trying to say, but it's tough.
I cannot for the life of me wash dishes. Like, dishes and laundry, those are the two things I don't like to do. Dishes, laundry, that's basically life, right? Dishes, laundry, shopping. Like, I don't like doing life.
Yeah.
I like shopping. I'm lying. I like shopping. I just don't like shopping with other people because I'm very indecisive. I'm very indecisive. I know that. And people be like, come on, hurry up. You know, they got to rush you. And you gotta be on their page. So, you know, I mean, thanks, but nah, I want to do my own thing. I'd rather be alone, have my headphones on, and take the long stroll to the store. Like, I'm going to the supermarket, it'll take you about 2 hours to get home, and all I got is like one bag. Like, that's what I do.
You definitely taking a long stroll. You must not have.
I go through the whole market because for some reason. I could be in the house and I make a whole list of stuff that I need, but when I get to the market, I forget everything that I need. Like, I don't care what I sat here one day. It took me about a whole hour to put this list together. I need to get bread, this, and this, and for this, right? I got to the supermarket. I was like, what I was supposed to get again? It'd be like one or two things that stand out. Oh, yeah, I need onions. Oh, yeah, I need cucumbers. And then I forgot everything else. So now I'm just strolling to the supermarket. Just trying to figure out my plan, my game plan. Like, I shop for recipes. I don't just shop just to have shit in the house because it's just me. So I have to make a recipe. Okay, I'm going to have baked cheese. So I need, you know, X, Y, and Z. I get the stuff I need for the baked cheese. And then by the time I get home, I don't want to cook no more. So I just order out. And the food just be sitting there. And the food just be sitting there.
I've done that so many times. I've done that so many times. It's like,
I'm about to make this whole meal.
It's
about to be good.
Yep. I'm the type that I'll go to the grocery store and then on the way back home I'll be like, let me stop and get a burger real quick. And then you'll be like, well, guess I'll just put the food up. Maybe I'll cook later. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did? When from my supermarket home, there's a Crown Fried Chicken, the fried chicken spot. And
okay.
That chicken is smelling so delicious. Listen, you don't understand. You don't even be thinking about chicken, but then you get a whiff of that seasoning for some reason. That chicken is smelling so good. You're like, yeah, I want some. Knowing that I shouldn't get none. You know, I'm not supposed to be eating that. No, I'm not going to be eating that. But if you smell so good, your stomach be like, just go get a piece and you end up buying a whole nine piece.
See,
we all buy the whole
when
nine
I'm
piece.
Up there, I'm
going
to have to go
piece.
By there because I need to try that.
No, because the food don't really be that good.
No, man,
smells,
really? It just smells super good.
No, I mean, it's good if you get it fresh. You know, if you get it fresh, it's
okay.
Good. But, you know, you gotta get them on a good day. But the smell of the grease and the, you know, the idea of what the chicken can be and taste like. Like, it's no Popeyes, it's no KFC. It got its own flavor to it. And it just be like, when you get it, you just get, I don't know, maybe it's just me.
I want to try it, though.
Like, it don't be the best of the best, but whatever. It just
hey.
Smells like it's good. That's, just smells
that,
like it's
that's
good.
Half the battle, I swear.
Oh,
if
man.
It smells good, I swear it tastes better.
Mhm. Mhm.
It might just
smells
be my mind.
That's what they say. It's a nose. I do eat with my nose. Yeah. I eat my nose and my eyes. I don't really eat with my belly because I'll eat until I hurt my belly. But it's not even like that. It's what happens is, as a kid growing up, and I know this, as a kid growing up, I got the same size plate as Dad got. You know what I mean? Like when you make a man's plate and it's like packed on it because I was just a big child, you got a whole plate. You didn't get no little, I didn't get no little side dish. There was no sippy cup for me. No, I got a full-fledged grown man plate. You know, like the rice was piled up there, the beans was piled up there, everything was piled up there, and you better not move until you finish all that food. So mentally, that's just, that's my, like, I have to work on that because mentally, that's what it is. I make this plate. It got to fill up the whole plate. It's a big-ass plate. And I might not even want to eat it all or eat it all, and I end up eating it all because your plate got to be clean. There's no such thing as putting it, you know, there's no such thing as putting it away. Leftovers is what's left of the pot, not on your plate. Like,
ooh,
that's that mentality.
I would be in so much trouble because I eat all day long. I just snack all day long.
Mhm. Yes. Why are we talking about food? We're supposed to be talking about love.
I don't know.
We talk about the love of food.
They stay away. Here, I'm gonna bring it back. They stay away till a man's heart is through his stomach. We back on
love. Exactly. See how this all tied in, guys? See how this all tied in? We tied all this in. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? We tied all this in. We did that. We tied all this in. We made it work. We made it work. We made it work. So,
But so, love.
Okay, I'm in love with a stripper. No, so, this don't count. Like, technically, talking to you don't count on this subject because me and you got basically the same idea about the love situation. Like, there's no controversy here because what you say, I'm agreeing with, and we just, like, damn it. It's not what I wanted. Like, you know, I got to go back to reflect. I'm still at ground zero.
I can give you a different philosophy if you want. Let me take one.
No. You got to work on this together. You know, I part now, like, where I really do want a guy that I can, like, start a business with. Like, I want us to get an EIN number. I want us to be partners. I want us to, you know, try to make these millions or thousands or whatever's out there. I want us to do that. Like, I don't even care about the whole let's get married thing. I was at a point, like, I don't even care if you have a whole relationship somewhere else. Like, I don't, that monogamy shit, that's a dub for me. I don't want that.
Yeah, you know, definitely not.
Is that bad?
Nah, because, you know, I definitely ain't into that. That's actually the issue that I'm dealing with right now. Guys want me to
like
be monogamous. And I'm like, no, why?
Yeah. Oh, now, the thing is, guys are so hypocritical. They don't want to be locked down, but they want to lock you down. I get that a lot.
Yes.
I get that a lot. And they don't want to be committed to you, but they want you to be committed to them. Like, they want to be your only guy. And my thing is like, boo-boo, no. That's not even going to work, boo-boo. I'm sorry. Because you lack it somewhere. Somewhere you lack it.
Yeah.
So I need somebody to pick up that slack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even mad.
And it's crazy because it's like you give a guy, you just say, like I say and told him, I'm like, yo, I told him, I said, my dream is a husband, a girlfriend, and a boyfriend all in one big ass house. And he was like,
that.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It's going to be me and you. And he told me, he was like, it's me and you against the world, baby. I said, yeah, it's me, you, and my poly family against the world. And
I don't
like,
want to live with y'all.
I don't
mind living with them, but I'm going to think it's like an episode of Friends. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I want that. No, I don't want to be with y'all. I mean, I don't mind being, no, I don't want to be monogamous. where we don't, but I don't want to be in a poly relationship either because me and chicks don't get along.
Lord.
Me and chicks don't get along. If it's going to be two guys, hey, I'm down for it. Don't get along. I'd be like, I've had a chick sit there and tell people that I was trying to pimp her. Look, I had a chick sit there and tell people I was trying to pimp her. So I knew.
Wow.
Yes, she was out there telling people I was trying to pimp her. I was like, what? Me? Did it work?
Wow.
With my cousin. But anyway. And she's sitting up here telling me how this guy done got her in there robbing other guys. Really? But you was complaining about me trying to pimp you? Really?
Lord Jesus.
It's a struggle out here. I tell you, it's a struggle out here. Like,
she wanted to be
hanging out with.
She wanted to be pimped out. She was hoping she was going to use some reverse psychology.
That you ain't need. I was more of a sugar mama than a pimp. That's how it was. I got her hair done. I got her nails done. I bought her new outfit. I'm that friend. I'm that friend. Listen, I'm going to get my nails done. Well, I ain't got no money. I ain't actual like, come on, let's go. I'm that friend. You know, like I'm ready to go eat. I want to eat too, but I ain't got no money. All right, don't worry about that. Let's go. So I'm that friend, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But my new philosophy for 2020 unfortunately died down. This is a sidebar. My philosophy for 2020 was cuddles lead to puddles, but because you can't cuddle, there's no puddle.
Oh, there's no puddle. Damn, man. No cuddles, no cuddles.
That's a little tip. Nice rock,
y'all.
Cuddles. You need to put that on the shirt. What if somebody gonna buy it? They're gonna be like, wait,
someone
that's a grown folks shirt.
Yeah. Why some guy
it's
gonna
get
it for
shit. Fluffing. Fluff up. Anyway, folks. Our time is actually winding down. I've only put this show up for an hour. It's up for a full 2 hours. I've only put it up for an hour.
Okay.
So we're actually heading to our last 6 minutes, 7 minutes?
Yeah. We did.
So have you ever been in love?
So I actually thought about this 2 weeks ago, and I said, I don't truly know if I've ever been in love.
Mm.
I have loved people, and I've loved people hard. But I don't know if I was in love. Like, anytime I had a guy tell me or a chick tell me, I'm in love with you, my reply was always, I love you too.
Okay. Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I would love for someone to be able to tell me, what does in love feel like?
These nuts, I don't know. I don't know. The truest statement, in love, I've never been in love. I've been infatuated. But after a while, I died down because I don't get what I want. So now... Or he's already taken, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't care too much about monogamy, but I also don't want to be nobody's homewrecker.
Yes.
So even though, like, tell the guy, like, if you're in a relationship, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. So sure, you can't get mad because I don't know. Like, What you don't know aren't you? Like, you can't even get mad. I had guys, like, if you get caught, that's on your own. I've had guys call me. I was trying to call, and Shorty picked up. And she was like, I owe you, and all this other stuff. I was like, well, ask him. I did. He said this, and that's what we are.
Exactly.
You know,
don't get that question.
She get upset and mad, and they want to fight. Like, listen. I'm not fighting over none of these dudes out here. I don't even care if it was my husband. No, I'm not fighting for him. No. No, if you had him, you could keep him. Like, what the hell I look like? Hell no. I don't even like
girl, playing. I'd be like, you come to help pay half of these bills? You come to help with these bills? Okay, come on. What? How much are we going in on this birthday present and this Christmas present?
That's it. Like, I'm not even trying to do that. You want him, take him back, girl. He came to me. I didn't go to him. Remember that. He came to my house. I mean, he made the effort. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he made the effort to come to me. I never made the effort to go to you. You know, I never been to your house. I don't know what your bedroom looked like. He came to me. So that means he has some stake in this, right? He has some interest in it. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Not my fault. Right. I was like, and I told this dude, nah, I don't want to fuck with you. You know this dude hunted me down. Came back to apologize about shorty. Yeah. Oh, it's not even like that. I was like, listen, boo, you good. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm not nothing. You good. Go ahead. Go live your best life with shorty. Yeah, man. I was all kind of fat bitches now. Wait, hold up. How I'm the fat bitch? Wait, that's not even how this conversation is supposed to go.
I want a fat bitch when you was fucking me.
Yes, I was. I was a fat bitch.
I
was
a
dick.
You were calling
me
that, bitch.
Yes, he was. Yes, he did. He told me to fat bitch. Yes, because that was him talking to me. That was him talking that dirty shit. I was
girl.
All kind of fat bitches, black sluts. I was like, oh,
hey.
When that stroke,
if
when that stroke right,
off, get it done.
When that stroke right, I'm all type of motherfuckers, bitches. I'm cursing you out. You cursing me out. Like that's when you know the stroke right. That's when you know you're good.
You
know
him. You know
him.
Okay.
You know, now all of a sudden I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Right. That's when you know. I'm a virtual whore. Yeah, just random thoughts. Just
hey,
random thoughts.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, here's a saying. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, right?
Uh-huh.
But women are supposed to turn felons, cheaters, community penis, liars into kings. That's the truest statement I've ever seen.
That hit.
Yeah.
That hit real hard.
Like, I'm supposed to accept you with all your flaws, but as soon as you find out I'm gonna crush hard, there's an issue. Or if I went out the night before, I've had guys I've never even met question me, girl. I'm like, boo, you know we never met. I've never seen you. And if I posted a picture of me, I think I posted a picture of me and my coworker up on my page, and this dude called me, cursing me all the way out. Like, who the fuck, not cursing, he was questioning me. Who the fuck is that nigga you in a picture with? What y'all doing? Y'all sitting up there fucking? Y'all doing this? Wait, hold up.
Don't do all that.
Yeah, like, wait. What are we supposed to be doing? I don't even know your last name. Stop it.
No. Girl, I can't stand that. Like, you ain't even seen me in real life face to face. Sit down somewhere.
A man who wants to make a relationship work will move mountains to keep the woman he loves. I don't know about all that. I don't want you to do all that. If you have to do all that, then I'm doing something wrong. Cause I'm not about to bend over backwards to keep you. I'm not about to do that. I'm simple. All that complicated stuff. Simplicity. Because I feel like I don't want to be played. Like, I don't want to be put in that predicament where he got a whole secret life somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even give you the opportunity to do me like that. You know, women been out there and, oh, I didn't know. You've seen it. You know, I didn't know he had a wife and girl. I didn't, like, so if I don't have that expectation of you to be monogamous and commit to only me, then I don't have to worry about being betrayed. Right? No, at least on that end, on that note, you don't have to worry about being betrayed.
Yes, not on that one, but maybe on a different one.
Yeah, there's other ways to do it. Anyway, it's been awesome talking with you.
Yes.
Sometime.
Yes.
We're gonna
yes,
be back
yes.
next week. We're gonna be back yes. next week, April 21st. And we might have some music or something like that. I'm probably try a new format. But anyway, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you. Shout out to everybody
thank
that tuned in. We're on iTunes. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I'm out there. Just go to heartsexposedheart.com. Any last words, Shanta?
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Oh, I'm out.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.